Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Welcome to the Sell or Die podcast. We're your hosts, Jeffrey
and Jen Gittimer.
I'm the author of The Little Red Book of Selling and 15 other best-selling books and the creator of the Seven-Figure Sales Formula Program. I grew up in Philadelphia, sold in New York City, but was smart enough to move to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'm the author of Sales in the New York Minute and creator of Breakthrough Business Babe Community. Fun fact, I'm obsessed with our dogs and consider them humans. If you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sell or Die is for sales professionals, salespeople, sales managers, entrepreneurs, and business owners who want to sell more at full price, earn loyalty, and have an unlimited stream of referrals.
Every single episode is going to give you real-world, easy-to-implement solutions so that you can get your calls returned, your proposals read and acted on, all while creating relationships that you can take all the way to the bank.
It's time to sell or die.
And we're back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Sell or Die. We're in post-pandemic, and we're celebrating it.
Are we?
I don't know.
We're kind of over the quarantine thing. I mean, we're still, at the time of this recording, quarantining.
Well, I'm home because I'm old.
Well, you're older. I never like to refer to you as old, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly.
Yeah. We went on a little hiatus. I don't know what you would call it. I was trying to think of a catchy word for it.
Yeah. It's called a hiatus.
But we are so glad to be back with you. I think our last episode was with the great Daniel Burris.
And Daniel Burris said something that I've been using ever since. In times of uncertainty, document what you're certain of. Think about that.
It's brilliant. Yeah. It's
totally brilliant. And, you know, there, Jen, let me remind the audience that you can be certain of one thing and you're in total control of it. And there are five other things that you can influence. You may have a little control, a little bit of influence that you can actually impact, but it's based on your words and your actions. So let me give it to you. You're in total control of you. You can influence and impact family, friends, business, customers, and your social footprint. That's it. Anything past that, you can't even influence the guy that's walking down the street. So get over what you're wanting to do and deal with the reality of what's going to happen as you walk out the door, put your hand out to see if it's raining, and go back into the world. And try to get back to normal, and it's not going to happen. So you're going to have to deal with the new normal. And that's kind of where we're at, Jen.
Yeah, for sure. I like being able to, or the thought of trying to focus on what you're certain about. And whether that's family and all the things you just mentioned, it's just comforting to be able to focus on, he calls it certainty. I think about it as focus on the things you can control instead of the things you can't control.
I'm going to give our diehards a few things that they can think about with respect to what can you be certain of. Number one, you can be certain that you're doing your personal best. You can be certain that you have personal integrity. You can be certain that you have positive projection. You can be certain that you're adapting to the recovering economy and adapting to the recovering customer. You can position yourself as a leader and you can perform like a winner. And that's it. Those are the P's. I mean, obviously positive attitude is in there, but I think that's kind of a given.
Yeah, I like that. Say that list one more time.
You have to give your personal best. This is the post-pandemic process or the new normal. You have to give your personal best. You have to display personal integrity. You have to have positive projection. And these are things that are in your control. You can control these easily. You have to adapt to the recovering economy. You can do that. You have to adapt to the recovering customer. You can do that. You have to position yourself as a leader. It takes work, but you can do it. And you have to perform like a winner. And you can do it. And all of that is given the fact that you have a positive attitude. That's my...
I gotcha. Because when you said it at first, you said you can be certain about these things. And I was just thinking that not everyone actually can be certain about those things because not everyone has integrity. Not everyone is performing at their personal best. I wonder how many of our diehards even, you know, what did you do during this time? Did you perform at your personal best or were you performing at your personal screen time?
Or mediocre time. Yeah, I don't know. Jen, I don't think there's any way that you can deal with this other than looking at yourself as a person and figuring out what you need to do and then looking at what are your options and, you know, just taking it from there. I mean, you have to create a leadership position for yourself or you're going to lose.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not arguing with your list. I'm just stating that when you listed it the first time, it sounded like you were saying these are the things you are certain about. And all I'm saying is I don't know that everyone is certain that they're in that place yet. And some people are going to need help getting to their personal best. Some people are going to need help taking that leadership position because not everyone has gotten through this in the same way. There's no pandemic handbook. We didn't like wake up.
No, thank God for that. Because if there was, your competitors would all be reading it.
Yeah. But we didn't wake up one day and said, oh, okay, here's how you deal with the pandemic that, you know, we've all lived through before. No one's lived through this before. I think there was like one guy maybe who had lived through this. I don't know.
And he died.
Yeah, he died. But what I'm trying to say is that list that you just gave is freaking genius. I love that list. And I want you, our diehard you, to think about that list and rate yourself for each of those categories. Where do you stand for each of those categories? Are you performing at your personal best? Are you acting as a leader? Are you adapting to the customer? Are you, see, I pay attention, Jeffrey.
Well, I think you have to put yourself in the position, Jen, and this is a big deal of, are you taking action every day on behalf of yourself?
Mm.
And if you wake up in the morning and you've spent the last 3 weeks recovering from a drunk that you had the night before because you were, you know, dealing with your shit of, you know, what's on Netflix and that kind of crap, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And you're going to lose to somebody who's not as good as you are. That's the sad part.
I will confess that Gabrielle and I watched a lot of Disney Plus during this time.
Yeah, I know, but what's your point there? It's like you're okay with, you know, that's part of the deal.
But I still feel like I think that we've all been able to spend even more time with family, more time than ever before. And I think that so many people are really cherishing these moments, which is so cool.
I agree.
And I think that now it's about finding that balance between what you've been doing and really reemerging into work.
And what is the average person going to be doing, do you think, for the next week or two?
I don't know, because I don't want to be average, do you?
No, but I'm going to tell you that there's going to be people going to be moaning about every damn thing on the planet.
Well, average people, yeah.
It's just kind of sad for what's going on at the moment because we're supposedly we're way better than that. But I don't feel as though we are.
Well, I think what's going to happen, and you know, this is just a prediction, but I think that a lot of the stores are going to open, the restaurants are going to open, things are going to be open, and people are going to be scared to go. And then they're going to be saying, I'm open and I'm trying to pay my people and no one's showing up and buying.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a slower recovery than people think. I mean, just plain and simple, it's going to be a slower deal.
But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen. And nothing you can do about it. I mean, nothing.
So for our listeners, let's focus on what you can do about it. Let's focus the rest of this episode on how you can recover quicker than your competition.
Okay. What are some of the things that people need to do? Well, here's what to do. Ask yourself, what have you been doing? What have you been doing that's going to help you recover in a way that your competitors aren't ready for? For example, how good are you virtually now versus how good were you 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago? A lot of times you've never broadcast from home. Now you broadcast from home every day. That's a new normal action. And that you better get damn good at it, because you're not going to go back to the office bullshit. That's not going to happen. Casual Friday is going to be work from home Friday. And you're going to have to get used to it. Otherwise, you're going to lose to somebody who's better at it than you are. Plain and simple. Plain and simple, dude.
But how cool is it to be able to sit from your home and connect with anyone in the world, anywhere, through your computer virtually? You can think about how many more contacts you can make, how many more prospects you can meet with, because you're not wasting time getting in your car trying to get there and then wasting time in between the appointments. I'll give you a good example.
Yeah.
When I first started my business and I was living in New York City, I was coaching a lot of people, and I would have an appointment. This is like probably business 101, but again, this is when I first started my business, and I would have an appointment on the Lower East Side, give the session, and then I'd have an appointment all the way uptown on the Upper West Side. I'd spend so much time commuting, and then I'd have to go across town to get to my next coaching client. And a couple of months in, probably about 90 days in, somewhere between 3 and 6 months in, I started to look at my calendar and I started to look at all the time I was spending commuting in between appointments. And when you do that and you look at all the time that you're kind of wasting, you realize how you can do it differently and better. And so I immediately converted all of my coaching clients to online clients.
I agree.
And that was in 2013, I want to say. So that was 7 years ago, before everything was as good as it is today, before technology was really there, you know?
Yeah.
And so now technology is so strong, and people who have been driving from client to client to client, they're going to start realizing that they don't need to do that as much.
I'm going to make it even deeper.
Yeah.
You go to the airport at 6 o'clock to catch an 8 o'clock flight. The plane is delayed until 9:30. You spend 2.5 hours getting to Dallas. You get there. You apologize for being late. You meet with the guy for 1.5 hours. You leave. You go back to the airport, repeat the process, and fly home to Charlotte. Or you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. By 7, you're in front of your screen. You meet with somebody in Europe because it's 6 hours later. Then you have your 8 o'clock appointment or your 9 o'clock appointment with your customer in Dallas. You can have 5 other appointments before noon. You can meet with a guy in India at 6 o'clock at night because it's 6 o'clock in the morning there. And what have you done productivity-wise? And what did that cost you? Versus what would have been if you'd had to fly every place and the hotel room and the meals and the beer and the. And you're sitting, I'm tired at night. You can either go to a hotel and maybe have a second meeting with the person, but damn, you can do it online if you have any kind of relationship with them, Look at how much business we've closed since we've been home online.
You can walk the dogs in between.
Exactly. You can have a cup of tea. You can pee. You don't have to wear pants.
I mean, please do. Well,
I will. Yeah, I do.
Did you see that news anchor?
Yeah. Jackass. I'm an idiot.
He wasn't wearing pants. Like, really, dude? Do you think he did that as a PR stunt?
Of course.
Oh.
No, Jen. He actually forgot his pants. You show me a man, I'll show you someone that's never forgotten their pants.
No, I think it was just bad framing.
Guy's a douchebag.
Oh boy, let's not talk about him. Yeah. So anyway, so we're talking about this new normal here, and I agree with you. I think travel is going to be, business travel is going to be a lot less in favor of Zoom-like meetings and live stream meetings. And Jeffrey, that's what you've been working on during quarantine life, isn't it? Building this whole recovery course for people.
I've been working on it for a number of specific reasons. I think people are going to come back to work kind of in a quandary. Like, what do I do now? It's kind of different. I can't even go get a cup of coffee because my coffee shop's not open yet. There's going to be some elements that people are going to have to face and master them in order to be able to have the outcomes that they're hoping for. Like, everyone's coming back to this knowing that they have to sell something. But the reality is, not everybody's ready to buy something. And so you're going to have to deal with a new reality with you as a salesperson or a sales manager or an entrepreneur to understand what's the best way for me to interact with my constituents, my potential customers. I need to know what the new normal is going to look like, but I need to know what my customers need. I need to know what my customers are hoping for. I need to know what my customers want, because if I can't deliver that, regardless if it's my product or not, I'm not going to win. And this course is about how to deal with the uncertainty of these new times. And every salesperson is coming back with a renewed enthusiasm and hope that everything's going to be fine. You're going to run into 20 customers that don't want anything yet. You're not going to know what the hell to do. So I'm going to prevent that from happening. I'm going to make certain that everybody in this course understands what it is that they have to do. And I'm going to provide you with every tool that you need and a definition for those tools and the actions that you need to take in those tools in order for you to emerge with an understanding of what you have to do to have positive outcomes, because that's what you're hoping for. And you know what? That may be, and I'm going to give you a specific example. Your customer wants to buy from you, but they have no money. That's going to be a reality. And so you're going to have to deal with credit in a way where you may have to extend credit for 60 days or 90 days or lose to a competitor that you hate that's offering better terms. That's reality. And I'm going to help you understand every single one of those situations that's going to happen in order for you to be able to emerge as a winner, because that's really all you want, correct? There's going to be three people that emerge from this pandemic: winners, watchers, and whiners. And you have to define which one you're going to be. And I promise you this, you've already been a watcher. You probably watch more crap on Netflix than you can shake a stick at. It's time to emerge with information that people can use immediately. And that's what this course is all about, Jen. It's all about helping you understand how to win so that when you get out there and you put the course into action, you can win or you will win.
That's huge.
Yeah, and it's $200. I mean, it's $198. Listen, I'm splitting it into two. I don't want anybody in the world to say, I can't afford to do this. And I'm not making it up, charge or up. It's going to be two payments of $98. So you'll actually get it for $196.
It's two payments of $97. Even better.
Oh, it is?
It is. And it's thenewnormalcourse.com. You can go there. You can get it right now. I don't know if it's going to be available for a long time. I think this is a limited time since it's relevant right now.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to, this will be a 2-month deal at the most. And I have a couple of things that are in there. When you go to the page, you'll see if you act right now, you get this, this, and this, but don't worry about that part. Just go buy it, because it's not about a fast acting bonus. This is about getting ready for your new world.
So go to thenewnormalcourse.com.
Yeah.
Listen, this course, I have seen behind the scenes, I have seen long nights, early mornings, Jeffrey creating the guts of it, Jeffrey creating the course. And it is freaking awesome, if I may say so myself. I may be a little bit biased, like just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. But I know that this is a course that can help you right now. And it can help your family. And it can help your business. And it can help your sales right now. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, you have to decide, diehard, Mr. Diehard or Ms. Diehard, that you're willing to dedicate yourself to a new degree of excellence. And if you're willing to dedicate yourself to that new degree, you're going to emerge as a huge winner. You'll actually be perceived as a valuable person to your customer. It's all about helping customers win. It's all about selling to help. Those are the outcomes that you're looking for in this new normal. Your customers need a different language from you. Take your slides and gently but kindly give them back to your marketing department and tell them, slides are over. I need ideas. I need to be able to go to my customer with an idea so that they feel like I'm a valuable person to them and they will listen to me. I can send them my slides a day in advance. That's a whole concept. And Jen, you're going to find that salespeople who want to gain a true competitive and creative advantage are going to start out in a new way so that customers perceive them as genuine and valuable.
I'm ready. I'm in. Sign me up.
Can I have that credit card, please? No, just go to the landing
page. Can I
give
you yours?
Oh, yeah.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
Okay.
All right. Listen, we are glad to be back. We will see you every Tuesday from here on out. No more hiatus. We are back. We are here for you. And we hope that you are happy, healthy, and through quarantine.
And have toilet paper. I mean, that's like a big thing now, right?
Yeah.
I'm only challenging you, diehards. Now is the time to lace up your boots a little bit tighter and get ready to not hit the road. The road may be over for many of you, but hit the video screen, hit virtual, hit Facebook, hit Zoom, and get into the new normal in a way where instead of making one call in a day to fly to Dallas, you can make 20 calls online in video before noontime. Go for it.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
Oh, I'm so proud of that. And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm challenging you to get online and make a sale and a relationship and get a referral, even if your ass falls off, and wash your hands. Thank you so much for listening to Sell or Die. We hope that this episode has helped you transform the way you think, given you new ideas, and provided you a new perspective on the sales and business challenges that you face every day, so you can get out there and win the customer all the way to the bank.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review. Each review helps us help more people just like you make a difference in this world. Don't forget to take a screenshot, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag us at Jeffrey Gittimer and at Jen Gittimer.
See you next week.